ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida nun vovo medalith. The sugya discusses the din of Mayonis Hazav, that the loch is that any mayon of a zav that comes out of a zav is tomei. The ikad din Mayonis is in pasuk mufudashes in Pasha Shmini, Kapitel Tesvov, pasuk Ches, v'chiyonik hazav betohar v'chibes begodav b'mayim v'tohar ba'erev. It's mufurush in the Torah that the roik of a zav is tomei because of its a mayon. The Braisa says, "Ein li elo roikoi keichoi v'neioi." Meaning to say, Efshet Tadin Musayem is only in Roik, not other Mayonis. Tamaloyma Vichi or Roik, but Ma'abah with the Vichi, that all Mayonis are Tomei. There's another Mayan that's made of Glayim. The Braisi says that's also Nichlal Mayonis Azav. And that we learn out of a different Pasuk. The Pasuk in Kapitel Tezvah, Pasuk Gimel, Vizoyis Tia, Tumasai Bezoivoi, Ro Besorei Azoivoi, Hechtim Besorei Bezoivoi, to Mosa he, and we dash in from the fact that Tosha says, Vizois, come to Mara, Mamedaglayim. Because this is also coming out from him, and it's Tomim Medimayonis. The Gemara says that we have a mean that Dama Yotze Mipiv and Dama Yotze Mipiv Omo is Tomim Medimayonis. It's also coming out of him. The Dam is coming out of his mouth. Dam is coming out of Mipiv Omo. The Gemara says, we dash in Tomim he, who Tomim Vein Dama Yotze Mipiv, so the Mora asks, Epoch, how do you know what the Torah is Mamayim Din Mayonis? And what is Bechal Din Mayonis? The Mora says that Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Biyachai Dumi Deroik Ma Deroik Mus'ag B'Yoytzei Av Kolcha Mus'ag B'Yoytzei, meaning to say that Ramar B'Meimer Glayim B'Meimer Glayim is Dumi Deroik, it's Mus'ag B'Yoytzei. However, Dama P'Yoytzei P'Yomo and Dama Yoytze Mipiv is Dama Sagav Yoytze, not Dumi Deroik, that Rama Mayit. But often it comes out, the Pasuk of Tomei He, that's the Mayit, Dama Yoytze Mipiv, Dama Yoytze Mipiyama, is teaching us that in order to be Nichal Din Mayonis, it has to be Dumi Deroik, it has to be Sagav Yoytze. And anything which Dama Sagav Yoytze, although Sav Kol Tzayif, it's coming out of a Zav, does not have the Tumah of a Zav. Does not have the Tumah of Mayonis. The Gemara asks that Chalev Isha, milk of Isha, which comes out of a Zava, it's Mavur in the Braise beforehand, and Braise of Tisha Mashkin Bezav, does not have Tumas Mayonis, it only has a Tumas Mashkin, not Tumas Mayonis. The Gemara asks that in the Chayetz Misagav Yoyti should have Tumas Mayonis. The Gemara answers is another tonight, in order to be Dumi Dodoik, there has to be something which is Chayetz of a Nivla, Mashenke Chalev Isha is not Chayetz of a Nivla, but if in order to have a Din Mayonis, you need two Tanoim, Misagav Yoytzei, and secondly, that it's chayz of a nivla. Now, there's a shayla over here on the braise. Comes out that we have two psukim that are ma'abe other mayonis. We have the pasuk of chiyorik and the pasuk of vizois. Chiyorik is ma'abe keicha v'neyoy, and vizois is ma'abe meiraglayim. The shayla is, what do we need an extra pasuk of vizois? Why can't we learn everything out of chiyorik? Just like we ma'abe from chiyorik, keicha v'neyoy, and meyav, so too should we ma'abe from v'chiyoroik, meleglayim. It's tumi d'roik, it's misagav yoytzei, it's chayz v'nivla, we should be ma'abit, why do you have to command the extra mirit of a zois? So Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh Ma asks the shayla. And Tosfos explains that If it only said the pasuk of Yichyodek, I would say that the Torah is only metame mayonis that come out of the mouth. Dumi deroik. The whole din mayonis is only ayoyitzi mipiv. That's when you need a pasuk of Azois. The pasuk is teaching you that any mayin is tamei and lav davke piv. And so before in Tosfos, that which we say chalav isha should be tamei is only after the Azois. It tells us that mayonis doesn't have to be davke to the mouth. Then we ask the chol of Isha Sha'al to be Tomei, and the only answer is because it's not chayz of a nivla. It's ba'ifin that the bezois comes to Ma'abe to tell you that you don't need mayonis daf from the mouth. The Rambam in Perik Aleph Mehilchis Mishkav Moishav Aloch Yudalid says b'zal loshin roikei shol zav v'shichva zaroi u'meimei daglov kol echol mishloshtot ava tumad din toire u'metami b'chol shu b'magu maso. Hareyu oime b'roik, v'chiyorik hazov b'tor. Umei mei da'aglo, v'shichva zaroi, i evshe shalo yiyah behem tzichtzuchi ziv v'kolshu. Says the Rambam, roik is tomei, shichva zaroi is tomei, and mei mei da'aglo is tomei. Roik is tomei, because it's in the pasuk v'chiyorik. Mei mei da'aglo, v'shichva zaroi is tomei, because it's impossible, it shouldn't be mixed in to mei mei da'aglo, v'shichva zaroi, tzichtzuchi ziv. Hey, so state the name of the Nifla, that the reason why Meir Glaim is Tomei is not mitzad atzmai, that the actual Meir Glaim has a Tomei. Rather, it's impossible the Meir Glaim shouldn't have tzichtzuchi ziva. And since it has tzichtzuchi ziva in it, that's why it's Tomei mitzad tzichtzuchi ziva, which is mixed into the Meir Glaim. So the Rambam is Bamash Pileipla, Bishlam of the Rambam says Shichva Zara is only Tomei because of tzichtzuchi ziva. Shichva Zara doesn't have the tnoam of mayonis. Samas agav yoytzei. But maybe the glayim is mefurish be'asim the sugya that is tamim mitzad atzmai. It has all din mayonis, all tnoi mayonis. It's misagav yoytzei. It's choyz v'nivla. So it's tum is mitzad atzmai. It's not tamim mitzad. Tzichtzuch iziv. The Rambam is a pliya gedoyle. And there's a tremendous nafkemin in halacha between the Rambam and the sugya. What's with maybe the glayim of a nida, of a zova? According to the Talmud, the Rambam, the whole chesed is ish behem tzuchi zive. That's only shayach with memir aglaim of a ish. That from the same mokum comes out zive. So we say efsher shall ye behem tzuchi zive by ish, which is memir aglaim and the dam comes out from two different places. It's not shayach to say that should be tomei. However, the fi the Talmud is to get it. The reason why it's tomei is because of pashta mayonis, and then of course the halacha is that it's tomei by ish also. Kaponim, the Iker Rambam is mamish a plea gedoyles, the Chur Nalaka Sugya, it's misbah in the Rambam that Meimir Aglaim does not have a din mayonis, and its whole tum is only a tzuchi ziva. The Kes Mishneh is metame, this child of the Rambam, Matsosi Kosov, Maidim metame, Meidim Aglaim, Mehai Taime, Kosholon, the Benida Yolif, Mivizois. So the Kes Mishneh brings down a mahalich as follows that, Emerson is machoikis, Meseches Zvochim, daf chofei whether tzichtzuch is ziva kimitame or not. So he says like this. He says that which the gudash and the zoyis is coming to tell you that meimir aglaim have tumi tzad atzmoi is only if you hold that tzichtzuch is ziva cannot be mitame, like the man the omer holds again above a kamel of chofei. So tzichtzuch is ziva cannot be mitame. So then mal korchach the pasuk saying meimir aglaim is tame, mal korchach is mavur that there's a new that meimir aglaim is mayonis. And it's tomei mitzad atzmoi. But the filman the omer that holds that tzuchi ziva could be mitamei. So then we have no hechrich bechal to say that when the pasuk's meiraglayim, it's going to tell you that it's tomei mitzad atzmoi that had its own tomei. Could be its tomei is only midin the ziva which is mixed into it. And that's why the didan we pass in that tzuchi ziva is mitamei. We pass in the omer shech v'zera is tomei al tzuchi ziva. So we have no mekor bechlal to say that the pasuk means to be ma'abe a new din and that's tomei tzad atzmoi. Rather, its whole din is only mitzad that has a tzuchi ziva mixed into it. That's the cheshbin of the Kesem Mishnah. Is the ma'ase is miyashiv how it stems the arsugya. But we have to understand the fi'le Rambam, why is be'emes there no tumah mayonis? Why is the cholik in all other mayonis that are tomei? Why is takad halacha be'emes there is no tumah mayonis? I mean to say, The Gemara is going for the different Madama, but Saif called Saif. The Gemara is Mavur that Memer Eglayim has to an old Tanoi, all the Tanoim of Mayonis. Mayonis need Misagav Yoitse. Mayonis need that it should be Koiz Venivla. Memer Eglayim has all the Tanoim, it's Mavur Shne Gemara. So why Alibud Emes does the Ramam hold Memer Eglayim doesn't have a Tumas Mayonis? That's the Choyre, a Plea, Gedoylevatsuma. So the Choyre needed the Pshatis. We just said over before from Taisvis, that Taisvis said, as Miskasha, why need a pasuk of a Zois? Taisvis answers that I would have said that the Tumas Mayonis only from Yoitzim Epiv, other Mayonis are not Tamei. So, if so, that Bemis and the Svorach Yitzayna would have been from, although we have a pasuk of a Chiyorik, that only Hayoitzim Epiv is Tamei, other Mayonis are not Tamei. And the whole Rebbe is only from a Zois, and the Rambam holds that the Zois is not telling you a new Din Mayonis. The Zois is telling you the Maimon Eglayim is Tamei, Midin, Tzuchizive. If so, we go back to what Taita said, that without an extra pasuk, we have no right to say, the Mayonis is even Melav Yotzimipiv. The whole Din Mayonis is only by, Yotzimipiv. And that's what the Rambam holds, Maimon Eglayim, although it's Misagav Yotze. And although it's Chesav Nivla, being that it's not Mipiv, doesn't have a tume of Mayonis. The whole of Mayonis only be Yotze Mipiv. And the Choyer needed a gvaldi gedi kadambam that we were before, like we were saying, and even further than this. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Milchas Tam, Mishkan Moish, Valach Tazayin, the Rambam says, Keichoi v'neyoi v'diroi u'meya avshaloi, harein kiroiko l'chol dovor, ובכלל הרוי כן חשובים. ובכלל הרוי כן חשובים. What does the Ram want with these words, ובכלל הרוי כן חשובים? We learn that from the Pasuk of Chiyorik, that any mind of a Zav is Tomei. What's the Ram saying, בכלל הרוי כן חשובים? What's in the Gev, בכלל הרוי כן חשובים? So the Choyer Benir for the Rambam, that the Rambam learns that by Emerson only Yotzim Epiv is Tomei, and more than that, the Pshat only Yotzim Epiv is Tomei, the Pshat is by Emerson the whole din of Mayonis was named only by Roik. And that which Ramaba Keichai V'neyoi and Rido and Me'ahav is the Pshat which Ramaba it, that's it's Nichlal B'chlal Roik. I mean to say, you see in the Gemara without an extra pasuk of Rechiyah Roik, I would have said that only Roik is Tomei. Scripture that you learn after the pasuk, we say that everything is Tomei. That everything is Tomei. So that's why, because the Mayonis is not left, as long as it's a Mayan, it's Tomei. The Ram is Masha, the Emerson, the Din Mayonis is the Din Musuyemis, which is Neman, the Mayan of Roik. And that which we say, that the other ones are Tomei, is only because it goes in, Bechlal HaRoik, Hein Chashuvin, only because of that is Tomei. If so, it's Meyusha Beitim. So it comes out that anything that's not Roik doesn't have Din Mayonis to it. And therefore, when it comes to Memer Eglayim, it does not have Tumas Mayonis. And Enech Rami. Loi demandam of a Zois, that's a Ramel Mshat. You see, you need extra Pasuk of a Zois. And I think for Kaed, the Ramam learned, it's a Tesefus Oimik in the Tesefus. The Awish Tesefus said, that was out of a Zois, he would have said that only Yotzim Epiv is Tomei, the Ramam learned, Mikoyach Tesefus Kashatake. Why do you need extra Pasuk of a Zois? That I would have said that the Tesefus Metamei, Keichoi v'neyoi and Meimeaf, it's not the Pshat, the Torah says any Mayan is Tomei, rather the Torah said that that's all Bechlal Roik. And Meimele, Meimele Aglaim, which is not Bechlal, which you can don't wait to look at as Roik, or Bitar. That's a Tisefus Oimik and Toisvus. And just we have a Pasuk of Vizois. But the Kesemish Cheshbin is not Lidan, Vidash and Vizois differently. So we go back to what it says in Toisvus, which the Ramam is for Taiching, the Ramam is being Mavar. I would have said that Keiche v'neyoi me'af is only Tomei because it's Bechlal Roik, and therefore Memer Eglayim does not have a din Roik, and it can't be Tomei, no Tumas Mayonis, it's only because of Tzatzuch Eziva. However, there is a big kasha on this whole Cheshbin. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, in Mishkul Moish of Allah Ches, says as follows, he says, Ra'asa Isha Dam Yorik, Areyu Tor, Dam Yorik is one of the Maris, which is Tor. Continues on the Rambam. Ve'enoi kimo yroiko v'sham mashkin ayoitz mimeno. Sha'aroik misagav yoitze. V'zeh shoysis v'yoirit. The Rambam is asking, why isn't every dam tome because of Mayonis? The Rambam says, because it's not misagav yoitze. And roik's misagav yoitze. It's mefur shoysu on Rambam. Then Mayonis, you have lav davke by roik. Then Mayonis, the anything which is misagav yoitze. So ibezoi, the whole shkotayra falls away. Hodu kushel duchtei. Zachpilei plunder the Rambam. Why does the Rambam need a memer aglaim a new tumah because of Yeshu tzuches zive lechayde? It should be tumah even without that. It should be tumah because it's a mayin azav. And also other lashon Rambam we said over the Rambam says keichav b'neya is tumah bechlal herdoikin chashuvin. What does he need that for? Bechlal herdoikin chashuvin. If you see from this Rambam that any mayin is tumah, there's no tnai of daf kiroik. So what does Rambam need bechlal herdoikin chashuvin? Choyes a kushi gedoyle ve'atzume ve'tzorech iin gadol liyashem zedas Rambam. And it's very appele, the Kesem Mishneh only bothered how does the Rambam musyashem with our sugya says Meir Glaim has a tume mitzadatzmoi. The Rambam says only atzatzuch ezive. That is miyashiv. But why wouldn't he bother with etzem kasha? We're asking why aliba the emes does the Rambam hold is no tume of mayonis? That itself means a beer. Forget about our sugya, but Be'etzim the Rambam needs a beer. If there is a tumah mayonis, why shouldn't Meimer Aglaim have a tumah mayonis? The only cheshma I could think of is the cheshma we said. But lochayas nistar from this Rambam v'tzorich iyun. And the cheshma of the Kesem Mishneh says that the Rambam learned the Vizois, according to the Ma'ado Omer, all that tzatzuch eziv is metamei, is not being marba and new tumah Meimer Aglaim. We're just telling that it's tumah because of the tzatzuch eziv. There's a big problem. If so, what do you need a pasuk for? The choyr should be tamei asvara. Yes, we like tzuches zive. It should be tamei asvara. So, Blei Malin in his sefer in Siman Samach Zayin is marich in the Rambam, and he has a beer nifl in the Rambam. But kipshutoi, the cheshul will be like we said over from the Rashba in the last plat that it's not pasuk in asvara tzuches zive could be tamei because it's not zive be'en. Maybe you need a pasuk to be marbe that even though it's only tzuches zive, it's also tamei. I and Shom, Dvorim Nifloim. Let's continue on in the Amud. The Gemara asked Akasha, he's saying the Allah, the only time you tell me is by Mesam Zav Yoytze, and Dava Yoytze Piyo Oma, and Dava Yoytze Piyo is Tar. In fact, the Gemara, V'neilet Mi Zoyv, we should learn that from Zoyv, Ziv is Tame, although it's not Mesam Zav Yoytze, Atikin is Tame. And the Gemara answers, no, Ziv is differently, because it's Goyim Tumala Achayim. The Gemara is, that the Gemara means to say, you want to learn from Zoiv, it's Tum has nothing to do with this Yoitz, because of my Mayonis. It's Tum has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Mayon, that it's Yoitz, a Menazav. Rather, it's Tum is, it's a new Din Tum, a totally new Din Tum, that the Torah said that since the Ziva is being Poyol, it's being Goyim Tum, that's what makes it should be Tum. So it's a whole different din tumah. It's a whole different parasha of tumah. It's not a parasha of tumah. Tumah's mayonis. It's yoytzi min ha-tumah. That's a new tumah that something which is goyrim, the roya to be tumah, in itself has a koyach ha-tumah. That's the choyre, the beer in the Gemara. What's the choyre ha-pliya is what was the hymen of the Gemara? What did the one mean to ask b'chlal? V'neilat mitzayiv. The choyre's pashit. The tumah of zoiv is not medin mayonis. The tumah of zoiv is a tumah, the new din tumah, mitzadat, that's a zila metanis. The choyah tzechura attack a pel on the Gemara. Why the Gemara ask a kasha bichlal? Will come back to this shortly. Beis Hashem. Now the ikir kasha the Gemara. The Gemara asks v'neilut mizoyvay. It's mevur in the Gemara that we should learn from zoyvay. Even ainam is agav yoytzi is tamei. It's muchach in the Gemara that the metzias of zive is that stamis agav yoytzi. Stamis agav yoytzi. So Tosfos is ma'orer. I think Gemara daflam dal on the base. Has a shaila if every ziva has a din mayonis to it. What's an afkamina? Afkamina, Gemara says, is by a normal zav, it's an afkamina, because it's tomei al ziva. Afkamina will be re'iri shayna of a mitzayra. Re'iri shayna oz of ziva doesn't have a tumah ziva, because it's only a shechva zera. However, but if it's a re'iri shayna of a mitzayra, which a mitzayra has a din mayonis to it, because of Tumas Mitzoyer, the Dimayonis do it. So if so, the question is that, does Ziva have a Dimayonis? Or not? It's a boy of Yosef, if Ziva has a Dimayon or not. So Luchoyer takes in the stands, what's the Shail of the Gemara? The need in the Gemara is, whether Ziva is considered Mis'agav Yotzi. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Seemingly the Metzias of Ziva is, that it's to a certain extent misagel, but it's not a total misagel, has a certain hisasmus because before it comes out. The need in the Gemara is whether it's a maya or not, whether the hisasmus, the misagel which you have by ziva is enough to give a din misag of yoytzei, enough to go into the parsha of yonos or not. Taisa says, obviously, by us is going, like it's sad, that Ziva is lav ma'enu, Ziva is not considered misag of yoytzei. But the feed the tzad in the Gemara, that Ziva is also misag of yoytzei, so you can't ask the kash of a chav ne'elf mizoyvoy, Ziva is also something misag of yoytzei, and you cannot learn out, dam is not misagel v'yoytzei. That's what Taisa's cheshbins by us in the sugya. However, Taisa Flama Dalid is mevur that he has another teretz. Taisa Vadir asked a different kasha. Taisa Vadir asked kamat the same kasha of, that we asked, Taisa asked, but just the other way around. The more of the of Yosef Klezer Shaila to, if Mokam Ziva's Mayanu, in fact, Taisvis, Lachori, see by us in the Gemara clearly that Ziva's not Mayan, because I'm going to ask the Neil Mizayvoy. So Taisa the first teretz says, that in the Chanami, the Gemara, the Gemara asked the Neil Mizayvoy is only Ilav Mayanu. Taisa is another teretz. Taisa says, a nifl dike be in the Gemara. The Avish the Gemara is being choiker. If Mokum Ziv is a Mayan, it's not the pshat the Gemara has it sad. The Metzias of Ziv is that it's Misagel v'yotze. Lo oilam that's butter that the Metzias of Ziv is Einay Misagel v'yotze. Rather, the Gemara is declaring that could be that the Torah said that Ziv, although it's not misagav yoytzei, the Torah gave it a din mayonis. That's the Gemara's claim. There could be Ziva is different, and Ziva has a din mayonis, although it's ain't a misagav yoytzei. Taisi mevar, mehechit, taisi to say that Ziva is different, and Ziva has a din mayonis, although there is no misagav yoytzei, it doesn't have the general klolei mayonis, tnoi mayonis, abdikin Ziva, is exception, and Ziva has a din mayon, even without having tnoi mayonis. Says Taisvis that Kevin the Bezav Islam Zoiv Tumachamura Kamoi Birokim Emiraglov, since by Zav we find that the Zoiv has a Tumachamura, just like Roikim Emiraglov, therefore we should say that Mitzayda also, when the Torah is being marbit, that Mayonis Atomei, it's not only Roikoi, not only Emiraglov, also the Zoiv. Because we find by Zav, the Torah said it has a Tumah. Ad kan dibe Taisus. So Taisus is saying a dover nifle, the Gemara is being choyker, that you should have a din mayonis, although it's ain't a misagel v'yotzei, because we find that the Torah by Bezov said that the Ziva has tumah just like Meimer Reglayim and Reikai. So if so, so too by Mitzayr. The Choyer Taisus is a tamer gedoyle. We see it all by Zav, the Torah gave a din mayonis to Ziva, although it's ain't a misagel v'yotzei. The tumah of Ziv is a whole separate din tumah totally. It's a new din tumah from the fact that it's koyim tumah lachayim, like the Gemara says by us. It's tumah is not mi din ma'ayon, it's a whole different din tumah. So how could Taisa say that the Gemara we see by Ziv, the Torah gave a Ziv a din ma'ayon, although it's ainu misag of yoytzei? No shaykhis. The Ziv is tumah is not lam din ma'ayonis. It's tumah is a whole new din tumah because it's koyim tumah lachayim. And if so by Mitzayra, which is not koyim tumah, it's not shaykh, it's sad, it should be tummy. The choy, it's mamash a pelle gedoyle on the toises. Va'anidem muchrach mavur mi toises zeh, e yisoy godl. The dawaj ziva has a tummy, the Torah said that ziva has a tummy, its tummy is midin mayonis. The Torah said that ziva is tummy, because it's yoytzim in a zav. Now like we understand, kipshutoy, ziva is a whole separate din tummy. Rather, the din tummy of ziva is a din tummy because it has a din mayonis, the Torah gave a din mayonis. And if so, says Taisa is very gishmak. We see that by Ziva, the Torah gave a special dinim. The Torah gave a din mayon, although it's not doesn't have tenoy mayonis. So if so, maybe a mitzayda also. And if so, the beer back to our Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha v'neilef mizoyvoy. So we asked the kasha beforehand. What's the Gemara's having in v'neilef mizoyvoy? How can we learn from mizoyvoy? Mizoyvoy is a whole din tumah. Lefizeh, it's miyushav etiv. The tumah of Ziva is because of mayonis. So the Gemara asked, we should learn out from Ziva that every Einem is out of Yitzis Tamei. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, Ziva is different because it's Goyim Tum Lachayrim. So beforehand we learn Pshat the Gemara, the Pashat Pshat the Gemara is, the Gemara means to answer, you're making a mistake. The Tumah of Ziva has nothing to do with Mayonis, it's a whole different than Tumah. It's Din Tumah is because it's Goyim Tum Lachayrim. The few I'm saying now, the Pshat the Gemara is that since it's going to Tumah Lachayim, therefore the Torah is Mechadish, then it should have a Tumah Mayonis. Not that the actual Din Tumah is because of the going to Tumah Lachayim. The Ikki get of the Din Tumah is because it's a Mayon Azaf. Now, it's a reason why the Torah was Mechadish, such a Chiddish, to give it a Din Tumah, although it doesn't have Mayonis, is because it has a Choymer of going to Tumah Lachayim. That's why the Torah gave it Tumah Mayonis. It is a tzas doichik, but the choyatz muchan the toisus as the toisus learned, and it's miyashva whole gemara. What was the hadamina? The gemara had the hadamina shakvataya. The whole gedder of the tumas ziva. The fizem miyoshev heitiv. The oyum the gedder of tumas ziva is a gedder of tumas vyonis, and the gemara only means a svore why you can't learn up since going to lachayim. Therefore, you can't learn up from there to every other mayon. And only by Ziva, the Torah is Mechadish, even though it doesn't have Tnoi Mayonis, it has a Tumas Mayonis. We have to add on a bit in the Kudah. Tosaf Lamed Hei and Aleph explained that why the Bechal need a Pasuk to Ma'a B'Ziva, on the Tzad that Ziva is a Mayon, which Tosaf in the first Mahalach is learning, it means that the Mekis at the bottom is that it's Mis'agal V'Yaitse. So if so, what do we call, do we need a pasuk to tell you that Ziva is Tamei? Tepik lay that's Tamei within Mayonis. Tosis explains the first drop wouldn't be able to have a Tumas Mayonis. Since the first drop is making him Tamei, so it's not yet something which is coming out of a Tamei, rather it's the Metamei, therefore that cannot be considered a Mayan. And Tosis says even more than that, not only the first drop, anything that's mitzuruf to the Rishoyne, that's a chelk of the Rishoyne, since the chelk of the mitame, that itself tells us we don't see it as a yoytzim nazav, rather we see it as a thing that is making the zav. So it comes up from Tosfos that something which is making him tame, that's not shy to be done as a mayin azav. So if so, the whole mahalach was saying that the gedder of Tumas Ziva is it's a mayon, the choyas nistar, from, because of Tzvar Zatayisvus, that since this Ziva is first making him into Azav, so we don't see it as a yoytzim in Azav, rather this is the thing that's making him Azav. So the choyas, the tense has to be that Enechanan, and Asvar would have said like that. But the Torah could be mechadish to us, that since it's making him Tomei, it's Tumasai, who the Tumas Azav and the Tuma of the Yoytzei is born Ka'akas, and that's Bechlal the Chiddush that we look at it as a Mayon, although it's first becoming Tomei now. However, we can still be Ma'ayin and Mefalpal Nesinyin. We said over in the last year from the Chazenish that Dam Nida, its Tuma, is camping within Mayon from the fact that Dam Toyar is Tor, and Toys is the beginning of our Perek puts together the Tumah of Ziva with the Tumah of Dam Nida, Tais and Mashma, that it's all one gather of Tumah. So the Choy B'Much then, that the Tumah of Ziva is Lav Midin Mayonis. Unless we're going to say it's Mechloikis of Tais Sin. Tais be us in Perek Dam Nida doesn't say that Teretz of Tais of Lam Dal and Beis. Could be was Zagufa Nechleku, how to be Magdir, the gather of the Tumah of Ziva, and whether we could say that we see a Mekar, the Torah gave a Tumah to Ziva, although it's not, doesn't have to know a Mayonis. V'yesh, le'bosi el lo'irer. Let's continue on, further on in the Amud. The Gemara is discussing the halacha that Sheretz is only Tomei if it's Lach, not if it's Yavish. The Gemara brings down a memory of the Shlokish. The Shlokish says, Sheretz Yavish, v'shilda kayyame is Tomei. The Gemara brings down afterwards another memory of the Shlokish that, a sheretz which is sorof, shenisraf, shul kayam es tamei. The Gemara asks, l'choyre, sheretz which is yavish, nisraf, both yavish, and the Mishnah says that you need to have lach. The Gemara explains that shul kayam is a different halacha. The only din that yavish is tar is only with ain shul kayam es. Shul kayam es, you see the whole form of the sheretz, the whole form of the sheretz is there, then it's tamei even though it is yavish, and the Gemara brings them a kof and a pasuk. You don't have a pasuk, and shulik yemes has a different halacha to it. So you're showing them, ask, why does the shlokish have to say two memories? One memory of negei yavish, another memory of negei sarov, And then the Tosfos Rashi explains, other Rishonim, that's a chiddush. Not only Yavish, even Sarav, which is worse off, Afa Pikein, it has a Tumeh, but it's Shulik Yemes. Now, Yesh La'ayin, what's the Biyad Vorim? The Torah gave a new din to Shulik Yemes. What's the Pshat? How Mivad, the Gedad Vorim, Stam Yisrael Sheretz has to be Daf Kalach, Shulik Yemes, then it's Tumeh even if it's Yavish. So L'choy needed the Biyad is as follows. The Yisrael din that has to be Lach, it can't be Yavish. Tomorrow learns that b'moisam, k'ein moisam. The pshat is, we have to see that the thing which is l'funeinu is meishach shaykh to the sheretz that died. That former sheretz is l'funeinu. When it's this Yavish, you're menutik from the former sheretz. The former sheretz lost its lachluchis, you're away from it. You're menutik from that sheretz. And since you're menutik from that sheretz, it doesn't have a tum of the sheretz. So if so, Nida, the Biyad Vorm as follows. B'mokum shulda kayemus, they have in front of me the whole tsura of the sheretz, that itself makes us see it as the former sheretz. I see the whole tsura of the sheretz of Fanenu, with that, it's meishal shayk the former sheretz, and therefore it has a tumid. The soid ha miut of yavish is through the yavish, we see it as menutik, it's not shayk the former sheretz. When it's Shulda Kayemes, with the fact that it's Shulda Kayemes, that itself makes us see here the former Sheretz, and therefore we don't care that it's Yavish. That's the Choyre, the Nir and the Biyad Vorim. Another Mimhalach we could say, to Mivar, it's already a bigger Chiddush, there could be since Chiddush of a new Tumah, a Tumah of a Sheretz Sholem. Meaning to say there's two Tumahs, there's a Tumah of Besar Sheretz, and then there's a new Tumah of a Sheretz Sholem. And we're saying over here that this halacha that you have to have, that should be lach, not yavish, that's only in besara sheretz. Over there is nemar tnai, that has to be ke'im moitham. In the tum of sheretz sholem, over there it's not mailu moited, whether it's lach, yavish, as long as you have the full sheretz, then you are tummy. But if there's two different dinei tummy, that's a choyre, the two biurim, we may suggest over here to mevar, this din of shulda ke'ebes is tummy, although it's yavish. The Rambam in Perek Dal Nachas Avos Atum Aloch Yibayz says as follows: Besar Asheretz Nifsa VeHivish VeNifsa VeEchidas Kelev is Tohor. Yovish Adche Nasik Icheres Im Yochel LaHashus VePoish VeMeis Leis VeLach Zolach Kishahoya Metamei VeIm Lav Tohor VeAfilu Koyichel Tzmein Ein Metamei Amed VeAmudim BeMikzas Asheretz. Aber sheretz yovesh v'shulay kayim oyse nisra v'shulay kayim hoyel v'tavnis kuloy imedes hadei zeh metamei v'korei v'einai shetumah zu midivreyim. Says the Rambam, korei v'einai, this tumah of shulay kayim is midivreyim. Because the Mishnah explains, the Rambam learned that this is the drosh is a smachte, and therefore this whole tumah is only tumah divreyim. So near Lahamtik did a Kesa Mishneh, it would seem to me that the Rambam understood that the Tumah of Shulda Kayemes is Nischadishu a new din tumah of a Sheret Sholem. And that the Rambam is saying that it's near Sesmachte, that from this Pasuk is Nischadishu a whole new din tumah. However, if you learn the Pshat, the Pasuk is telling you that over here you don't have a Tanai of Lach, then it's a Chiddush Mechitesi, where's the Rambam coming from to say that it's only an Asmachte? Rather, the Rambam learned, like this second Mahalach, it's a new din tumah. The Rambam is saying, nirish a tumazu, midivreim, this tumazu, it's midwig loshon Rambam, tumazu, as if it's a new tumah, this tumah of Sheret Sholem, this tumah is midivreim. The Kesa Mishneh says that the hech of the Rambam was, that since it's nisyavish kol kach, harei hu ki ofor, the kavush of the siavish kol kach harei ko offer afa pisha shulda kayim. The Ram was bothered that there's no way it's shayach to say that the metoyer tamei, because since it's the siavish harei ko offer, meaning to say that if the siavish kol kach, it's not just that it's missing the tnai of lach, it's offer. We don't see a hir sheretz at all. We look at a stam offer ba'alme, so there's no way the toyer can metami it. You can toyer can metami it if you see a sheretz. Just it's missing, that it's not lach, the Torah can metami it. But if it's considered offer, it's considered stam sand. We don't see b'chal the sheretz. There's no way it can be tamei in a toyer. Therefore, the Rambam's machriach must be only a tumah the rabbanon, and the rabbanon they're mashed like a sheretz. Now, the choyer the kesef mishneh is tamua ma'od ma'od. We see b'as in this sugya that the more needs a pasuk to tell you that sheretz psar sheretz is tohor when it's tamei. Without a pasuk, we'd say it's tamei even in sinsiavish. The Gemara says the only reason why it's tohor is because it says a pasuk b'moisam k'ein moisam. And more than that, we see that b'sar ha-meis, although it's tamei, although it's in siavish, the same diet of yavishes, you are tamei. Obviously, being nisyavish does not give it a din of an offer. So how could the Kesef Mishneh say that it gives a din of an offer? The Chayre, it's mamish a pele gedoyla on the Kesef Mishneh. So I think maybe we could say that the Pshat says as follows. He means to say like this. The get of this tumah we just explained before is that the Torah said that it has a tumah of sheretz. There's a new tumah of sheretz shalom. And that the Kesef Mishneh is saying, if it's nisyavish kol kach, it truly does not have a shem of sheretz shalom. We don't see, with having the whole sheretz here, we don't see the shem sheretz shalom. Meaning to say, what are you discussing? Besar sheretz, besar meis. It means something which came from the meis. Something which came from the sheretz. So then, even though it's nisyavish, it still retains its name, its shem of besar meis. It retains its shem of besar sheretz. But if we want to be tanit because of shulda kayemis, the shem atumah is that I have a full sheretz here. Copy that for sure. The fact that it's nisyavish kol kach makes it lose its shem sheretz. We don't see the sheretz. This is something which just came from a sheretz. But even though you have the whole form of the sheretz here, but being that it's so dried out, it's not considered bechlal a sheretz sholem. It doesn't retain its shem sheretz sholem. That's what he's saying. So since the whole get of this tumah is that it has a shem sheretz sholem, says because the Mishneh, klapi that avada, surely in a Torah it's impossible to consider a sheretz sholem because since it's yavish kol kach harei ka'ofar and it doesn't have its shem of sheretz sholem. True. You could be tamei as besar sheretz, and that the Gemara needs a pasuk b'moisam, and by meis you don't have that miyut. Even siavish is tamei, but over here, which is nismayit besar sheretz, and its whole gather of tumah will be sheretz sholem, and that the Kesef Mishneh is saying it's impossible that it should have a shem sheretz sholem if it's siavish v'doik heitiv. Let's continue on this in the Amud. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yossi holds Besar HaMeis has to be Dafke Lach Nisyavish is Tor, and the Gemara says Omar Shmuel Tor Matami Kezayis Amatami Tumas Rekev, meaning to say even in Shitas Rabbi Yossi holds that Besar HaMeis Shenisyavish is Tor Mitumas Besar HaMeis but after became we have a tumah of tumas rekev, meaning to say, there's a new tumah by meis of tumas rekev. Rekev is tumah, and has its own shear to it. The shear is tayvad rekev, tayvad rekev. Shmuel saying, you should understand that what Shabbesi said, there's tar, that's only in the din besara meis, which is the shear's kezayis, and that was never tanai of lach. But rekev, it can't be worse than rekev. Rekev means the rotten parts of the maize have a tumah. The fact that Sisyavish won't make it lose its din rekev. Chazanish is Moirir, a very important halach. He says, the Moir says beforehand that Nunheim Aleph, that even though we hold, the Chum hold, that Besar Meish and Sisyavish is tar, but if it's Nasik Kemach, it crumbled like flour, then you tar. So Chazanish says that once we have this Gemara, we have to understand that which we're saying is tar, even the Dan, but even that's Nisyavish, till the shear of Kemach, that's only from the Tumah of Besar HaMeis. But it will surely have the Tumah of Rekev, it's not Gora, then Rabbi Yossi that holds that Basar Nisyavish is tar, but after has Tumah Rekev, so till the Dan, with Nasik Kemach, will have a Tumah of Rekev. The Emerson, it's Miyashiv, That which Shmuel has been mivash, he can say, you see, in the Derek Klal, the Yishanim say Klal, that a Tanya, which you don't hold like him, we're not mefarish him, so why is Shmuel being mefarish? He said, you see, the few this it's very gishmach, because it's an it makes an afkamina, lidan, alibid hilchase, that the cases that we hold also in Savage is Torah, but after Ken, you'll have a tumme of Rekith. Rashi says, Tumas Rekith, meloy tav mimenu, metame bemago, umasava oil. Metame bemago, masava oil. So, Mikivega over here is meoirer, is mitzayin, the Rav, if you look in the Mikivega of the Mishnah is there, that the Emerson Tzmavur in Mesechus Olis, that tav Rekith only has a tumme of mass and oil. There's no tumma of maga. There's no tumma of maga. So how could Rashi say by us the tavad rekev of this bottom salamation and siyavish is tumma maga mass and oil? If we know that every tavad rekev it only has a tumma of mass and oil, not a tumma of maga. So luchoyre the tenor to be very poshit. I don't understand why what Kivega means to ask. It's Mavur Masechas Chulin. The reason why Tavid doesn't have a Tumas Maga, it's not a Pshat, and Rekev is Mufka from Tumas Maga. Rather, Metzias, it's not Shaykh to make a Maga. Why? Because Rekev is a whole bunch of rotten particles, and it's not Shaykh to make a Maga at one time. And we hold Ein Negeah, the Chizv Negeah, meaning to say we touch two things at the same time. The Namastarif, in order to have a Tumas Maga, you have to touch the full Kazayis, and therefore it's not Shaykh Tumas Maga. So if so, if you'll be theoretically Shaykh to have a Rekev, which is one big piece, so then Shaykh to have a Maga in the whole Rekev at one time. So if so, it's Mishav Hativ. But over here we're discussing Besar Amation Siavish, it's still one big piece. So we're saying it has a Tumah Midin Tumas Rekev. But over here, Shaykh Maga, the whole thing, and just like the Fidei Chachamim, and Besar Amation Siavish has a Tumah of Basar, so too, in Shitas Beyosi, there has a Tumah Midin Rekev, or Bishaykh Tava Maga, if you touch the whole, if you have a shear of Besar Amaze, which is a Tavid, such a large piece of Basar, or be Tumah, and Anachrami, you have to say we're talking about a case where it's one shtick, one piece of Basar, but this one piece of Basar is the size of Tavid Rekev. And Anachrami, if you have a whole bunch of little pieces of basar all together make a tavid, then they won't have a tumas maga, only mass and oil. Rashi means to say, in a case which you have one large piece of basar, which is the shear of tavid rekev, then it'll be tumas midin maga, because tavid rekev also be etzem has a din maga, it's only because of enigeya v'chitz enigeya, which is not applicable over here, since it's one big piece. Let's continue on the amud. The Mishnah says, if you find a sheretz b'movui, and the sheretz is obviously metame other things, we don't know how long the sheretz was here. It says the Mishnah that it's tamei until you know the last time you were boidik the mavi, or till the time you swept up the mavi. Till then, it's a safik, maybe the sheretz was there and therefore you tamei. The Mishnah says sheretz shenimtza b'mavi. What's the Mishnah discussing mavi for? The Mishnah should say a sheretz is found in a place. It's with time of Freya. So the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis and the Rav Mavur. We know that by Sofik Tum, the Klal is Sofik Tum, B'shus HaYadabim is Tor, B'shus Yachad is Tomei. So the Mishnah is telling you that which over here we're saying, that your Tomei is only B'movi, which is B'shus HaYachad. However, if B'shus HaYadabim, then you'd be Tor, because of the Klal of Sofik Tum, B'shus HaYadabim, Sveikoi Tor. When asking, in order to be Mivaris in you properly, you have to look at the Toysis well, the Pesim with Aleph, which Toysis discusses, that not always you say the Din of Sofik Tum and Sofik Tum. So, could have different dinim. So you have to work out, does this Rambam and Rav go together with that Tosfos, Ayin Shom B'Devrayim. Now, the Mishnah continues on, that the same type of Allah you'll have by a Kesem, if you find a stain on a Beged, and a Beged that has the Kesem in it, the Beged itself became Tomei, because Dam needs Tomei. Now, this Beged, which hasn't the dam needed, touched different tires, different foods. And now the question is, did they become tummy? We do not know since when did this beged have an akasim. So says the Mishnah, you tummy mafreya, all the way back until this man, that you know for sure that this beged was clean. Either when you washed the beged, or when you're boiling the beged, until all the way back till then, anything that touched this beged becomes tummy. Now, L'choyr over here, we can ask a shayla. We know that the klal is in all svekas and shas, where the moikim and cheskas tahara. So now, you have a beged, which has, you find it in a kesem. So our question really is, since when is this beged tummy? Since when is this beged tummy? So how, why are we not making the beged the cheskes tahara? And say, since till now it's tahara, the suffix maybe became tummy, we should make him a cheskes tahara. The same shayla we can ask in the morning, at the Fnugim on Beis, that says that Isha that finds a kesem, she's tummy the mafleya, but she does not know when the Riyah was. Why are we not making the Isha becheskes tahara? The Gemara says, "Sovim the Alpha explains." She's talking about Mafleya, Shor Shokal Lefanecha. But we have a klal, any suffix. We don't know since when something was Osir or Tomei. We've been making becheskes tahara. We say it happened at the last point. So this Shaila of Emerson, we find the Rishonim asked the Shaila. No, the Rishonim, the Rajman in Chulin that the Alpha of the Aleph brings down b'shem Ben Shimshin Ben Reb Shimshin. A behemoth which you find in a treifa, and we do not know since when the behemoth is a treifa. The nafkamin is now, but he gave the milk that came out of the behemoth. The behemoth itself is also to eat its meat. But all the cheeses and the milks that came out of the behemoth, are they mutter or not? The suffolk treifa. So the Rishonim say that you have a chazokah, till now the behemoth was not a treifa. So now the behemoth is also not a treifa. Other Rishonim say it's a roiv, mikoyach the chazokah, but so the pasuk is you have a chazokah. And the Kriyach Techazok, we'll say that it only came a treifa at the latest point possible. Says Rabbeinu Shimshin, a tremendous Yisoid, that which we say, that we can use the Chazok and say that the typhus happened at the last point, that's only if it's possible this typhus happened just now. Samuch to the time we found it. But, something which was for sure happened beforehand, if you see such a typhus, which for sure happened a while beforehand, the question is only now, how far back, over there you will not say a cheskes tahara to tell cheskes ain't a treifa, cheskes heta to say that it happened the latest point possible. The only time it's shayach to be maim in the chazoke is something which we could say it happened right now. Anything that was vada yotzis mi cheskosoi, if it's shown out of the chazoke, although we don't know when, then it's not possible to be maim in the chazoke. And he explains the pshat is because Havada yotz miches kosa. If for sure lost chazaka, does not have a chazaka, and he brings a yisoid a mekar to it. He says, "What's a mekar to this yisoid? My mekar is from this din that we find that Isha finds a kesem is mitamel mafleya, and we're not maimed the Isha becheskes tahare. Why not? Says that since we have here a kesem lefaneinu, the kesem is yavish. It surely came beforehand, so it comes out belav ochish is yotzos." Miches kosa, micheskes tare, and therefore it's not shy to be maim in the chazoke. The oimik advolim, and the avonos advolim is that the din chazoke is not just simply that anything that was till now say that it continue on like that. The din of chazoke is that since this thing was kach v'kach until now, we see the thing in a status of heter, the status of tahara. We see b'cheskes tahara. This means, cheskes tahara means, we see it as a dover tor. The halacha is, now we have sveikis, be maimed in b'cheskosa, be maimed in the status that we see it as. So since he said din chazok is not just whatever was till now, should continue on. Rather, through the fact that till now was kach v'kach, we see it right now, that it's in the b'cheskas tahara, b'cheskas heter, b'cheskas tumi, whatever it shouldn't be. So therefore, it's only shy to say that we mind that it's considered has a chazake if the suffix is that till now it's a short tar. So we see a becheskes tahara. However, if it's something which is vali yotzis becheskos, it comes out it lost its whole status of tahara, it lost the status of heter. So it's not shy then to say chazake benegeya when it happened. That's the tremendous yisoid of the Rashbe. The Rambam Seches Chulin brings it also. The Shmaitze in Shmaitze Beis Perek Dalid works with this very stark. Ayin Shom Bedvorov. There's an akud over here which still needs a big beer luchoyre. That what the Rashbe is saying is only good by Kesem Yavish, which over there truly happened beforehand. Now then it's not Shai Chazoka like the Rashbe really says. He says Mefurish that since the Kesem Yavish luchoyre. And the Kesem Lach, which it's possible to say it happened right now, over there, it would still be Shai Chazoke. And our mission is discussed in Mefurish, even a Kesem Lach, the Chor over there, Tzorechim, will be, it is Shai Chimayim in the Chazoke. So the truth is, the Rambam does not discuss our mission, he discusses the Gemara before, and give him a base. So, Maybe over there you could say Toma Kesem Yalvish, but how did Azim Mavar our Mishnah? Why by us in the Mishnah are we not Maimid Bechez Kastahare Vitzorich Oid Iyun Bozeh? There's another question from Jethi Mavar that even if you can't be Maimid the Begad Bechez Kastahare or the Isha, the Taharis, which they touched, they could have Bechez Kastahare. Why are we not Maimid in the Taharis Bechez Kastahare? So that's a really complicated Inyan, which in this restraints of the shear, we will not be able to go into it. Let's continue on. The Mishnah says that it's tamei until shas kibud, until you swept. The Mishnah is klezer shayla, two ways to understand why kibud helps. Either because cheskosoi miskabid, as a chazok that the sweeping for sure took it out, or cheskosoi bodik, the sweeping, it becomes bodik. The Mishnah says that afkemina could be the kula and the chumre. The kula is that if it's cheskosei miskabid, so then even if he says clearly that it was not looking around, it was not looking around, it was not being boydiket, afa pikein, or bitar, because they have a chazaka that got swept up. The chumre could be that if it's cheskosei miskabid, not cheskosei bodik, woe be menegei gume. If it has a hole in the ground, the sweeping won't take it away. So if you have a chazaka, that when a person sweeps, he surely looks inside, so anything which is a gume, which will also be tar. If it's only cheskosei miskabid, not cheskosei bodek, then in a hole will be tamei. So the zatkemina the kula chumre, the Gemara's maskana is cheskosei bodek, where it brings life from a braise. The Rashi speaks out that which the Gemara means cheskosei bodek, the Gemara means to say it's only cheskosei bodek, not cheskosei miskabid, and it comes out zatkemina the kula and lechumre. The Mishnah ends off by us that. More than that, you can't be mistapik. The machlokes and mafoshim whether the tanakam is cholik and b'shimin or not. The Rama pesh mishnayis mafurish as a machlokes tanakam and b'shimin. So the chayim miskasha. Why should tanakam argue on b'shimin? The chayim b'shimin saying that the baror that lach can only be tamei actually yochel lach zavli is lach. More than that, it surely was not here because it wouldn't be lach. Actually, you could say that the emes in the Gemara says that what's the raya from the fact that it's lach that it wasn't here beforehand? Maybe beforehand it was here, just liquid went onto it and made a lach again. And the Gemara says no, in matuti matet would have fallen apart. So maybe the Chacham Machilik on that, and they hold you can't rely on that. It's possible there should be exception, and sometimes that even though it was dried out, water went in it and did not break it up, and therefore even when it's a lach, even chuyiv to declare that maybe really it was here the whole time, and its leichus is not because of its natural leichus, its leichus is simply because water went on it. The Mishnah that says that mitame bein lach bein yavish. The Mishnah Chroina and the Rishash are both bothered. How could the Mishnah say that Yitalmi Ben Lach Ben Yavish, which the Mishnah is discussing, Sheretz, like it's Mavur in the Gemara, we have the Mishnah beginning of Amida says, the Psar Sheretz is only Tomei, if it's Lach, not Yavish. So how could the Mishnah say, we have Tomei Ben Lach Ben Yavish? So they both answer that the Yavish the Mishnah is referring to doesn't mean a full Yavshus, it means only half a Yavshus. Which not b'chalal the dive of yavshus that's nismayit from a moisom, but it just means to say it's a yavshus that gives us the right to be choiker that it was here for a long time. Another way to miyash this kasha is that the Mishnah says bein lach bein yavish means to say by yavish you'll be metame everything before this last period of time. Meaning to say the last period of time which was for sure yavish. That period of time won't be tamei and echadami, but being the sheretz is here, mechuyev to declare the sheretz is here for a while. And at the beginning when it was here, it was lach. So even though right now it's yavish, you're mistapik mafreya. The ikar kavan on the mission is bein lach ben yavish. Not only by yavish, there's a mokum to think that it was here for a while. Even by lach, he also mechuyev to declare that it was here for a while. But echadami yavish, that won't mean that it will be tamei in the last period of time when it's for sure yavish. Let's continue on to the Mishnah in the Lvavim Beis. The Mishnah says, "Kolak som mabo meirekem tohirim." So it's mispan in the Mishnah that A kesem, if you find a beggar that has a kesem in it, the beggar's tamei, because there's suffolk dam nida, and the Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak, dam nida is tamei. So now, when you find a beggar with a kesem in it, we have a suffolk now, whether the beggar is tamei, and afkamina will be, it's matame other things, the dam is tamei, matame other things. So the Mishnah says, if a kesem that came from a yid is tamei, the kesem came from a goy, then it is taught, because why? Because tumas nida is only by Yisrael, and not by Akum. Another thing the Mishnah says is, that if you find a kesem b'mokum tsanua, then you mistapik that maybe it's dam nida. However, you find a kesem b'mokum goloi, then it's becheskas that it's not a kesem which is tar. I'm sorry, it's not a kesem which is tamei, because b'nois Yisrael are matbe that the kesem they're tamei, they hide in order that it shouldn't make a michshel and tumah taira. And therefore, the only time mechuyev to be mistapik that maybe this kesem is the kesem of a dam nida, not other blood, is only when you find a mokum tsanua. But if you find a mokum goloi, then surely it's a kesem which is tar, because it would have been they makbet to be matznia the ksomim which are tmeim. Now, in this halacha, the gemara that the Mishnah says that a kesem that's found by a goy is tar. Tosis asks a very interesting kasha. The gemara says beforehand in the flamet ches that although min hatoyde a dam nida of a Avedis Yichovim is tar. However, the Rabbanan, the Regoizer, that every Avedis Yichovim should have a tumah of a zava, and therefore, her Meimer Aglaim is tame, all her Mayonas are tame, and if so, her dam is also tame, just like a zava. So why is the Mishnah saying that the Kesem is tar, the Chor, every Kesem should be tame, Mikoyach Degzer the Rabbanan? Tosis answers, meaning to say, that which you, the Chachamim, or Mechadish Tumah by Avedis Yichovim, is only on a proper year, which then is a question of Tumah Deirais. However, when we're discussing a Kesem, which even by a Yisraelis, its Tumah is only the Rabbonon, over there, Chazal, not Metamei, the Kesem of Avedis Yichovim. Now, there's a very strong Ha'or over here, which we have to Mevar. Kipshutai, why is every kesem only Rabbanon? Because you're missing Hagosha. Since you're missing Hagosha, it's only Talmud Rabbanon. The Gemara Dash is the beginning of Perikuloi Kesem, that's the Zayim Abbeis, Omer Shmuel B'Besorah, Ash Tarich B'Besorah. Now, over there the Gemara is discussing the Re'iyah of the Isha. The Isha should become Talmud through the Re'iyah. Now we're saying they need Hagosha. When we're discussing the Tum of Dam Nida, does one need that the Isha be Re'iyah by Hagosha, or the Dam should be Talmud? Or, when we're discussing the Tumas Dam Nida, over there, there's no Tnai of Agosha. So we said over, in the former Shiurim, from Kiv Eger, in Shas HaTshuvas Chelik Aleph Simin Samach Beis, that Kiv Eger's Das is Noite, that the Tumas Dam Nida you have, even Ba'ofen, there's no Agosha, as long as it's Dam Nida, Yitomei, and it's not Mislatoli in the Tnoi Agosha. So if so, as an Erdik Shail over here, Tais is saying that the Tumah of Ksom, the Rabbanon, over here we're not discussing the Tumah of the Isha, we're discussing the Tumah of the Dam Nida. Tais is saying it's only Rabbanon. Why is it only Rabbanon? Bishlam, when you're discussing the Tumah of the Isha, it's only Rabbanon, it's Yemisina Agosha. But when discussing the Tumah of the Dam, which is not a question of, which over there, Kidegi says you do not need Agosha. You do not need Agosha, even if there's no Agosha, Afa Bikain, the Dam is Tumah. So why is Ksom only Rabbanon? Ksom, Nukhoyra, every Tumah is Ksomim, but they gave the Tumah of the actual Dam, should be a question of the Raisa. Vanir Boro Bazeb, that Emerson in Ksom the Rabbanon has two reasons to it. Besides the Tam, because you're missing Agosha, there's another tam, because it's a sofik lam nigufa. Every kesem has a sofik lam nigufa. Meaning to say that even though there's no clear, we don't have something direct to be toilet in, but every kesem could be a slam nigufa. And this is mavur in Rashi before that from the base, dima masko malu tema. And it's mavur lehedye in toisvis. And that's samach beizam ad alif. Dima masko hit biloy. And Toysvis of Samach Beizam and Beiz, Dibur Maslo Hanoch, it's a foolish with the Toysvis that every Kesem has a Sofik Lami Gufa, and Toysvis with the really is discussing that the Tumah of the Dam itself, Toysvis says that it's only Rabbanon, Toysvis explains because, could be Slami Gufa, So Ibn Zayt's nearby, that's the pshat and tais over here also. Since every kesem has a shrug and a gufa, therefore, minatoyri natame, although there's no tzayv agoshi, minatoyri natame, because you're missing tzavad and a gufa, it's a shrug and a gufa, and therefore the daisi you taught. And the emes is added of it. If you look in Taisus within some base and base you just mentioned, he's saying the reason why some of their bottom is because of Sofik La Negufe, Lachoy Tais means a beer. Why did they say Sofik La Negufe? Tais should have said because there's missing Agoshe. So I think the beer is, like Mamash Kivege, because Kivege says, when it comes to the discussion of the Tumah of Vidam, over there we do not need Hagoshe. And therefore Tais says, when he has to explain why the Tumah of Vidam is Om Drabonon, it's only because of Sofik La Negufe. Now, the Gemara is mavur that which we say that if you find dam a kesem b'makom golui, dam b'makom tzenua, we're machzik that it's not dam ksamim because they're makbid. B'nois yisrael makbid matzniya ksamim. The Gemara is mavur not only if you find it between proper Eden, if you find it between the kusim, it's also the same aloch. Why? Because kusim are also makbid in the ksamim. So Tosis asks the Shaila, the bottom Tosis, Dimas Loi Nech Shadon Kismayim, Tosis asks the Shaila, we know that Kusim are only Machped on the Raises, not the Rabbonons. Any Din the Rabbonon, the Kusim are not Machped on. If so, if the whole Tumah of Ksamim is only the Rabbonon, so therefore Kusim, which are not Machped on the Rabbonon, they should not be Machped on Tumah's Ksamim. So how could we Machsik, you find the Kesem, the Golui, but between Kusim, that surely it's not a Kesem Shetomei, because it wouldn't be Matzniyet, not true? Tosis answers that the Kusim are metamedik samim because they think that's tamim medidaisa. Why? Hachtum isluhu disavra de megufa asa. Because they say it's probably megufa. They assume that there's no sofik la megufa. It's vada megufa. And therefore, it is tamim medidin. Means they're under the impression that every kesem has a tamim medidaisa. Why? Because it's megufa. The Orech Laner is Miskash and Taisvis. He doesn't understand Taisvis. Sovereign Negufa have is therefore what? The Tara of Ksam is because there's no Agosha. There's no Agosha. So, what's that mean that Sovereign Negufa have became Ksam only a Bonon because it's La Negufa. Because of missing Agosha. And he asked another Kasha that, what do you mean Sovereign Negufa have? It's surely Negufa. We're not talking about something which has a tliya. Any kesem has a tliya. We're not mistaken. It's tummy itar even the rabbanon. Obviously, we're talking about something which does not have a tliya. So, if so, there is no tzad bichlal that it's not megufa. It's not only sover megufa ave. In truth, it's like that. So, I need a border. But tachlis abris in this taisvis like in kiveger that there's no din hagoshe bichlal when it comes to tumas adam, and therefore. Taisus is saying very good. The only tahara of Tumas Ksomim when we're discussing the tahara of the Etzim Dam is only because the Sofik La Megufa, like we said from the Furshat Taisus, the Samar Beis, that even when Malkum is no clear, Afa became as a Sofik that every Kesem is La Megufa, it's the Furshat in Taisus. And therefore, Taisus is saying that since the only tahara is because of the Tzad La Megufa, they think it's Megufa, and since they think it's Megufa, therefore they're Metamed Ksamim, because they understand that Tumas Ksamim is a Tumma Dereis. The male to Yushav Hativ, the Toysvis, and this Toysvis is a Gewaldiges Siyua to Kiveger. However, the Ramban, and Daf Nun Zayinim and Aleph, and so too the Rajba Osn and Sugin Ritva, they discuss Toysvis Kasha, and they say that the Kusim do not Darsh the Drosh and Nin Hagoshe. And since they don't dash in the Joshni Ragoshe, therefore they understand that every Kesem has a Tumeh Menatoyre. So it's Mefush and Rabban and Rajba and Nalikim Kiveger, that since they hold there's no Joshua Ragoshe, therefore they hold it has a Tumeh Deraise. The way Kiveger is going, even the Dan, it's not Tohor because it's missing Ragoshe. Ragoshe is only a Din in the Tumeh Seisha, not in the Tumeh Sadam. And the Dawish Ksam, the Tumah of Ksam is only a Bonon, must be the Sofik La Megufa. It's Mukhan Aban Rajbe, in order to have the Tumah of Adam, you need a Gosh. It's Ba'oifin. If I'm not making a mistake, I think it's Borer over here that the Taisvis and the Aban Rajbe are arguing in this Sofik Kiveger whether or not for the Tumah of Adam you need a Gosh or not. The Aban Rajbe will need a Gosh, and the Taisvis will not need a Gosh. And the emphasis is Rashi that Tzadok Beis Mabeis, when he's discussing why the Tumah of Kesem is only Rabbanan, the Tumah Saddam, he said the reason is because we died, because we have a Drosha at Shatir Vibsara. So I think it's Mukh Rashi, Kedas Rabban Varajbe, that in order to have a Tumah Saddam, you have to have a Goshe, and Toysis, Lishitosai, over here, that says, that understand that the only Tahar of Tiksam is the Kislam Negufe, but when it comes to the Tumah of Adam, you don't need a Goshe. Taisa over there says different than Rashi. He says the reason why Ksama on the Rabbanon, again, Tumas Dam, is because of the Sotik of Labi Gufa. I think this is a very slidish to Machoikis. I think it's Dvorim Brunim, Abazen Echliku, Ramban and Rashbe, and Rashi on one side, and Taisvis, and Taisa Rosh on the other side. It's interesting, already over here, the Rav in Bartanura says that that which the Mora says that Kusim, their Dam is Tomei, if you hold Geri Emesain, that's only before Chazal Begoizer that every Kusi should have a din of a Akum. The Amar Chulin says that Ches, that the Rabbanon, they found that the Kusim had a Vaydezore under a tree, so they gave him a din of Goy Gechold of Reim. So the Rav says, therefore, Bismaneinu Anu, all some of Kusim are Tor anyway, even if it's a Kesem, it's Tor. So the Tosafot Yontif explains, what do you mean it's tar? It's tar because they gave the kusi a din of a goy, but it has a tumah. How could they take away a tumah? So he explains, since we're discussing tumas ksamim, and tumas ksamim is only rabbanon, and therefore tumas ksamim they were not goyzer by anyone else a din of a goy. And since we're rabbanon, kusi these days have a din of a goy, so therefore it's not shy tumas ksamim by a kusi. Kivegad Mishnah, it brings out a very interesting thing, that there's machoikis between the Shach and the Beis Yosef, whether what Chazal gave the kusim a din of a goy was even the kule or not. He means that very the Shach, and Shach says that Chazal the koyach to give him a dim kusi even the kule, and the Beis Yosef says, no, Yisrael Abishal Chota, Yisraelu, there's no way to make it the kule. So he explains that the Taisam was bothered to feed the derech of the Beis Yosef, that the Chazal gave a din kusi of a goy only the kuchum and not the kule, and therefore he was bothered how could they take away a tumah, and therefore he had to explain because tumas ksamim is only the rabbanon. We'll end here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.